This is the first Sunday of Lent, and every year on this first Sunday of Lent, we have for our gospel reading one of the three versions of the story of Jesus in the desert and his confrontation with Satan. This year, we have Mark's version, which is much shorter and simpler. It's really just two sentences. It's much shorter and simpler than the other two versions, which are found in Matthew and Luke. Now, why do we always begin Lent with this story? Well, we heard that Jesus remained in the desert for 40 days. And Lent, as you know, is also a period of 40 days. So during these 40 days of Lent, we're going to be doing something kind of similar, kind of mirroring or paralleling what Jesus did in our gospel reading, what he did in those 40 days in the desert. And that is, we'll be confronting evil and temptation in order to reject it. We're going into these 40 days of Lent in order to confront evil and temptation in order to reject it in our lives, much like Jesus went into the desert for 40 days to confront and reject Satan. We'll be unmasking the subtle lies of Satan in order to reject them. Now, confronting, unmasking, and rejecting evil and sin in a particularly focused way during these days of Lent will help prepare us for renewal at Easter. So that's one part of what we'll be doing during Lent, and it's the way it parallels our gospel reading. There's maybe another aspect to it that we can look at as well. And that is, we notice the number of days that Jesus was in the desert. Our gospel reading says that it was 40 days. And that number, of course, is significant. The number 40 in Scripture often denotes a period of testing or trial. So, for example, the Israelites spent 40 years in the desert. And this is seen as a kind of testing of their perseverance, their ability to maintain faith and hope and fidelity to God in the midst of trials. Now, stories like that of the 40 years of Israel in the desert, I think, are just expressing an inescapable aspect of human life. And that is that although, hopefully, there is much joy and happiness in our lives, the greater majority, hopefully, is joy and happiness. Nevertheless, we cannot deny that there are and there will be struggles, difficulties, sufferings, hard times in which we have to persevere, in which we have to maintain our faith and our hope and our perseverance in those difficult times. These periods of struggles and sufferings and difficulties can serve as periods of testing, periods of trial, not in the sense of cruel experiments that God conducts on us to see how we'll react, but in the sense of something that sort of tests our mettle, you know, deepens us, strengthens us, stretches us, makes us more than what we would be without it, something that draws out compassion and faith and hope and solidarity with others and helps us reach out to others and helps us have compassion with others and deepens us and sort of gives us a broader, a deeper perspective on life. These periods of trial can serve in that way, provided we keep faith and hope in ultimate goodness and love during these times of trial. So the 40 days that Jesus spent in the desert and the 40 days of Lent, in addition to being seen as a time to confront evil and to reject it, can also be seen as representing this aspect of human life, namely the sufferings, the trials, the difficulties that as human beings we go through, and the accompanying temptation during these trials to give up hope and faith. Jesus passes through this trial but remains faithful. In union with Jesus, may we learn to do the same in times of difficulty and struggles and trials. St. Augustine once said, "There are two periods of time, the one that now is, which is beset with the trials and troubles of this life, and the other which is yet to come, a life of everlasting serenity and joy. So we are given two liturgical seasons, one before Easter and the other after. The season before Easter signifies the troubles in which we live here and now, while the time after Easter signifies the happiness that will be ours in the future. So this season of Lent, in addition to being a time to confront evil and sin in our lives, to unmask it as a lie and to reject it, is also a time to learn how to pass through trials and sufferings without giving in to the temptation to despair, but rather maintaining faith and hope as we persevere through these difficult times. Our first reading from Genesis points to the rainbow. The rainbow, of course, appears as the dark clouds of the storms are breaking up and the sunlight is beginning to peek through. And it points to, our first reading points to the rainbow as a sign that the storms and floods of this life are not meant to destroy us, but rather they can purify and prepare us for the new world that God is creating for us. May we use this season of Lent to learn how to hope and keep faith even through those stretches of our journey of life that pass through the storm or through the desert. And may we use these 40 days of Lent to reject the lies of temptation in our lives. May we approach these days with the attitude expressed in our psalm. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. We're now going to have a guest speaker come forward and speak to us a little bit about the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, which can help us enter into the Lenten practice of almsgiving.